Spilt milk.
LSG Radio.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Spilt Milk Podcast. It's your boy, IR Him. I want to say thank you so much to everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that subscribed. If you have not, what are you doing with your life? Go ahead and subscribe. Without further ado, I got two of my brothers with me. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yo, already know who it is, man. It's the one and only, the chosen one, baby. MFB, I'm in the house. I'm ready to get it. Let's get it.
Yo, you got to put some emphasis on that.
Right?
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby? Y'all already know. Wagwan, brothers, rough.
Yo, it's your boy, Abu Suave. You know what I'm saying? With the new nickname, Suavito.
Suavito.
Nah, you can't even say it like that. Yo, from now on, Suave can't call him. He cannot call himself Suavito.
Why not?
Can't.
Why?
Like, I've been. No, I didn't come up with it.
I feel like.
No, he can't. He can't. Like, you got to be able to say it right. You got to be able to say it proper. You know, Suavito.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how should it be said then, mister?
Suavito.
Not in that way, bro.
Come on.
Anywhere else but that way. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But.
What's up, though? What's up? Welcome aboard, my man. Suavito.
Yo, forget about all that, bro. What's up with Afrotech, cuz?
Yo, let me just tell you, man.
I've never seen so many fat, bald-headed niggas doing the... Now I hear my swag.
Yo, this is crazy.
That swag smoke was ill.
I feel like y'all needed some skinny bald guys in there, bro.
There was a whole lot of skinny... Man, nigga, we was all type of shapes and forms were there.
Mashallah.
I mean... I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was like, why did I sleep on this? I found out about Afrotech probably like 3-4 weeks ago. And sheesh, man. I was so disappointed that I didn't see a lot of East Africans in that space. But god damn, whole lot of melanin beauty. I mean, all type of like just
sweat. Where is this guy going, bro? Where is this going?
No, I'm not.
Man's eyes just glistening.
You in the
brain,
my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I met some cool guys, like just doing some really cool things. But I mean, so Afrotech, for some people that don't know, there was a tech conference out in the Bay Area, in Oakland specifically, which was, you know, some Thursday to Sunday. It was just this last weekend. And damn, I mean, tickets were expensive, I'm not going to lie. But was it worth it? Hell yeah, it was worth it. I mean, we're going
to... So, like, walk us through that. So, like, why do people go to Afrotech? Like, what does that do?
So, first of all, a lot of people specifically that are African-American or people of color, when it comes to technology, we're very slim number. It was funny because just a few days ago, I was watching a documentary on Netflix. It's called Code by Explained. And they were saying that a lot of code and a lot of machine learning are being coded by white and Asian people. So the algorithms, when it comes to machine learning, the machines are learning to know how white and Asian people are learning, but not really black people. So when they try to identify if this person is black, the code kind of fails. Nonetheless, now when you come in that space of in that industry, it's very small number of us. And now when I go to this tech conference, there's over 10,000 people that showed up. I'm talking about it's sold out. The whole blocks, I'm talking about whole Oakland downtown is shut down. You could turn right and left, all you see is melanin. All you see is black people empowered. They move on right. It's just like, damn, this is inspirational. Like, I really never been like, I'm from Minnesota, so growing up here, you never really see that many black people moving like that. So to be in that space itself, so much power. And it's not like these people are like, oh yeah, like they're, you know, you have certain people that some that are students, they're coming from Harvard or, you know, or Berkeley, or they're flying in from Australia, and some that are like directors at Google and, you know, wow, directors at Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I was telling my boys, like one of my boys that went with me, he was doing on-site interviews, literally walking up to the booth, and they're like, yo, what's your name? Whoa. Okay, let's do an interview right now for Google. You want to hop in? Let's get it. And a lot of these recruiters are coming up on stage and telling everybody, yo, pull up. I'm a Google recruiter. Come talk to me before you leave. I need to hire my niggas.
That's
bomb. It was just like, yo, this is crazy. I'm like, where my niggas at? Yo, we need more people to show up.
That is bananas. So you're out there looking for a job?
Not necessarily. I wasn't. So I personally was not looking for a job. I was looking to network and really like build with other people that are like-minded, and just kind of network and see the vibes, right? See the vibes. The other thing that was cool about this, they had workshops back to back, whether it was about tech, whether it was about automation, product design, entrepreneurship. It was so like, and I go to these sessions and I'm taking notes. I'm like, each session is about like 500 people in a session and it's selling out and they're telling, oh, capacity, sorry, you got to go to the other session. But yeah, it was so much power, man. Like so much knowledge in the room, so much powerful people in the room. And everybody is like coming in with the same intention of just building with other Black people.
So like the sessions that you just mentioned, right? Like, can you walk us through like what a session looks like? Maybe like a dope session you went to?
Yeah, so like one, they had like this, they had this tent, right? They had these tents outside and each of these tents were labeled outside with like, I mean, first of all, the design, the DJs, the everything you go, the free stuff. I'm talking about the free food they got there, the coffee that were going. Everything was so purposeful and everything was Black. And they purposely brought it to Oakland because they want to bring the Black story to Oakland. They brought a lot of Black businesses to be the food trucks. So the sessions, a lot of them were back to back. I'm talking about, I'm running from one side of the Oakland Convention Center to the other side, trying to get into a huge tent that houses, I'd say about like 500 to 600 people. And a speaker is talking about entrepreneurship and he's talking about, okay, now I'm an owner of a $3-6 million business. How do you become that? One of the things that I was like, I got my attention was, you know, when you start a business, what is your end goal? And a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I want to be a business owner. But it's like, no, that's not the question. The question is, do you want to sell the business? How Instagram came about? You get it to that level of a platform and you sell it, or do you turn it into an IPO? Or do you, you know, like, what do you do? And that's kind of like the end goal of a lot of businesses, that a lot of entrepreneurs don't have that idea. That's just one concept. You have a lot of, you have other sessions that are talking about product design, and you go to these sessions and these people are sitting down and he's literally walking us through product design and how do you design your so-called idea. Another session hosted and like presented by a venture capitalist, an angel investor is what they call him. And he's telling us like, what do I look for when I'm looking at investing? And he's like, at the end, he's like, if you have an idea, come talk to me.
That's well, like, so they're really plugging you to everything.
Everything. I'm talking about A to Z. I'm talking about literally, so like for people that are looking for entrepreneurship, for people that are looking for venture capitalists, for people that are looking for jobs, that are students. I met some of my guys that I knew from Oakland, the Eritrean guys, and shout out to them for showing up and showing hospitality, Abdul, Ahmed, all of my niggas. And these guys actually had the chance to go on site and they're interning at big companies like LinkedIn, Microsoft, and Salesforce. And they still go on there and they're doing on-site interviews with other firms. I know one of them, for instance, was doing security. And he's like, yo, like I'm trying to explore my options. And I'm like, yo, I know this Google recruiter. You should talk to her. Boom, connect, boom. Like there's an interview right there. So like everybody's hiring, but everybody knows. If you came that far out, they're like willing to have a conversation. And these guys are powerful. Now, the tickets were expensive, but I tell you, if you want to get into the tech industry, this is definitely one to go to. And it's like, forget Howard Weekend, to be honest. Howard is cool, like to party and all, but this, sheesh.
So like, with that being said, like, is it just once a year? Or how often does AfroTech happen?
It's once a year. So it happens like once a year, but they have a platform on, you know, Instagram. They have a lot of different platforms. They have like, it was hosted by this lady named Morgan, who's the CEO of Blavity. I don't know if you heard of Blavity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, huge.
So, yeah, so Blavity's CEO is there. John Zimmerman did a session, who's the CEO of Lyft, with the CEO of Blavity. And they all had the different booths in their different areas. But, yes, it happens every year. But they constantly have, like, a news source, a politics space. They said Afrotech also has just kind of different connections to do different Afro or Black groups, such as whether it's a tech group, whether it's a finance group, whether it's an entrepreneur group, and each one just kind of expands from that space. So yeah.
So do you find it like difficult for, and especially for being on the other side, right, to be put on in non-owned businesses by other Black people?
What do you mean? Say that again.
Like, so let's say, for example, you know, Wells Fargo, hypothetically speaking, right? It's not owned by a Black guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, but you do find a Black individual that's working at a Wells Fargo. Do you find it difficult, or is it difficult for this Black person who is at this extremely high level up the corporate ladder to come in and pull in a young Black individual or a person of color that is hungry to do work, etc.? Or do you find that sometimes there's barriers when it comes to that?
And that's the thing. I think in an industry like that, I think it's always hard to pull. And specifically because, like, your name is on, like, your name, when especially when you make it in these corporate areas, your name holds value. So when you recommend an individual, you really want to know that this individual is really about it. But events like this is really, like, you're shooting at everyone, and everyone is, like, receptive of, like, yes, we're here because we want to recruit. They lack talent. One of my friends who actually, so she's a manager at Google, was telling me, she said, Fuad, don't think this is like how it is in Oakland or Silicon Valley, that we have a lot of Black people. This is a facade. Like, we don't actually have this many Black people in the, where I work. I'm the only Black manager. And I was like, damn, really? And she said, yeah, but that's why we're here, because I want to recruit people that are Black that want to come to my company, and I want to get them, and knowing that they're actually of value. Now, anywhere else, what other events that happen across the country that host 10,000 Black people that are interested in technology? No other events. So these companies are really going to this, knocking on door, trying to really grab talent, and they're hungry. And I'm talking about, they're stealing people from one. They're literally telling the other person, like, yo, come to us. Like, they're trying to advertise. Like, LinkedIn had a booth where they had, they give you, like, they have a photo booth, and they take a picture of you, basically, like, to update your photo on LinkedIn. And they tell you, this is free service, come to us. So the line was crazy, and people were like, yeah, come to our booth, we're cooler than anybody else.
Man, I was at a conference a couple of months ago, and they had somebody that would, you know, do a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
The picture turned out so bad, bro.
Oh,
it was such a bad picture. Like,
I'm fighting that person, Mikasa.
Man, I was just like, yo, like, why did I even wait in line for this?
Yeah, no, this was definitely worth it. I mean, you're waiting in line, drinking, you know, really good coffee, and they're giving you snacks as you're sitting, and then you go to the Google tent, and they're playing music, and they're telling you, yo, like, we got food, and you connect it with, like, music is blasting, and they have, like, a section for startups. They're like, yo, Google supports startups, so if you have a startup, come talk to us. This is the new Google initiatives that no one really knows about it, but it's out there. It's about to come out soon. So, like, you get and then you said something like Wells Fargo. So it's not only tech. So, like, for instance, one of the other companies that were there was Target. Like, and shout out to Bree, but one of the infrastructure ladies that was, like, yo, like, really an entrepreneur, ahead of her game, a young lady, also did a talk about automation and automating everything and using AI in our day-to-day basis. So a whole lot of cool things for our own platform. Now, my thing that I took from it was I didn't really get to see a lot of, like, and maybe there is a shortage of East Africans in tech, but I didn't think it was that short. But because, like, even the other tech guys that I know that are East African were not at this event. And it's not, you know, it's not that it's upsetting, but I think it's, we should take advantage of conferences and events like that. and show up and really claim our seat and build with everybody else to build this platform. I mean, you got people over there that are talking about, oh yeah, like, and the cool thing was, like, when you go to a session and somebody is like, yeah, I'm talking about venture capitalists, and then you have a girl get up and she said, hey, I just started my cannabis app, or like, I started my dating app and I got $6 million. Oh, I just went through Y Combinator, I just started the startup. And it's like, damn, these people are actually going through accelerators, and they're going through all these different things, and they're getting funding, and I'm in the room with them, and I'm like, yo, let me pick your brain. And I'm like,
that's powerful, though. That's powerful. Jeez.
I'm like, where are my niggas at?
Why don't you bring Suavito with you?
Suavito gotta come with me next year for sure. And the cool thing,
behind.
And the cool thing, so like, so I didn't get to, so like, some of that, there was like a whole lot of after party things that were happening. Like, a lot of people, like, whole lot of people went out to after parties. And I'm talking about, oh, after party at LinkedIn, and after party at Netflix, or after party at the Microsoft headquarters here. And it was like, this is crazy.
Corporate level Netflix and chill.
Yeah. So that's when y'all started swag surfing.
No, so swag surfing actually happened before Charlamagne got on stage. So Charlamagne came. By the way, Charlamagne, I thought my man was like 6 foot. My man is a, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of foot on him. Like, Charlamagne is funny, bro. Man, so they started out, like, the DJ was on point. There was a pitch competition. People came up with ideas. And it was ideas that you can resonate with, too. So, like, one of the ideas was, like, this guy who was a DJ who found out, like, oh, I want to create big speakers for big events that are Bluetooth. And he's, like, going out there to, like, China to find manufacturing and distribution and this and that. And it was ideas for the community. Like, you had another one that was, like, Hack the Hood, like a group that's called Hack the Hood. And they learn how to develop, but their idea is, like, let's hack the hood with these different things. It was, like, a whole lot of cool things. One was about Black Panthers and development. Like, just some really interesting topics. But yeah, so we did Swag Surf stage with, before Charlamagne came on stage, and he talked about a black entrepreneurship and black tech. And one of the things he said is, like, he's like, man, y'all Negroes just the same. I thought y'all were the most elegant people of our community. But he's like, yeah, still listening to YG and, you know.
That's crazy.
But definitely, I think we got to get more people out there. That's my message.
Big time.
Inshallah.
And, like, and I always, like when I go to conferences and things like that, like, I experience the opposite, right? So, like, I am one of, like, 3 black people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, it feels weird. And I'll be honest, like, yo, like, going up to people to, like, pick their brains and have a conversation and stuff, it feels weird. Because there's, like, I don't know, like,
it's not our norm.
Not necessarily a norm, but it's just like, yo, I worked hard to get here. So work hard to get here. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, okay, like, so how do I start to work hard? You know, or I am working hard, but, like, what do I work hard at? Or what do I focus on? Or how do I scope the vision that I have? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just like, well, you know, it's going to come. Just work hard. You know what I mean? And I find that to be, like, defeating, because it's like, oh, man, like, you know what I mean? And we always have these conversations about, like, ideas that we've had and certain things like that, or startups that we wanted to do, or, you know, these businesses that we wanted to start and things like that. And they stall because, you know, that we don't really, like, have a place to begin. And we're just a bunch of, like, a little bit smarter than, you know, you're not so average, with a bunch of good ideas. And that's it.
And it's actually very interesting that you say that, because even after the conference, I think one thing that kind of came up, like, sparked me, was most of the people that attended, I would say maybe 5 to 10% were entrepreneur-like or entrepreneur-minded. The rest were, they had this mentality of being an employee of a company. And nothing to say to knock one or the other, but I think it's a difference. But the really cool thing was being authentic. like you're saying, you go to these conferences sometimes and it's a lot of people that are not really like you. You don't see things from the same vision. So it's like you have to change your tone. You got to be like, you're at work. But this, I'm talking about like my man, people are strolling in the middle, like, you know, repping their fraternities and sororities, and like everybody's just like literally one guy was walking by me and we see one thing and we both start laughing at it and we just connect and we just build and we just like, yo, you're my man. You got a real estate company? Oh, that's what's up. We just laugh about the dumbest things and then boom, we just move on. And it was like just very authentic build because we come from the same background and we see the same things from the same visual view. But yeah, man, it was, I came back fueled, ready to go. I'm like, yes, I'm ready to go to work. I went to work early today.
That's the first time. So like you mentioned that there wasn't a lot of East Africans in the room.
Nope, not at all. And the few that I saw, we literally locked eyes and I locked eyes with this one guy and I was like, what's up? He said, what's up? And then he thought I was Somali. I was like, and you know what I'm saying? If people think I'm Somali, I'm always going to go with it because I'm like, Fanai. He's like, what? Well, yeah. I was like, what's good? So we pull up, we shake hands, and he's like, yeah, I work for the Salesforce. We build it. It's, you know, it's good vibes, it's connections. But people were hungry. Like, if you were there, you were hungry because you wanted to be somewhere, you wanted to be something. And people flew in from all across the world for this, to just build and get these interviews at Dropbox or WhatsApp or Tinder or like whatever it is. And I'm talking about everything from A to Z. And it's just like, yo, like you want to talk to John Zimmerman? You want to talk to, you know, Uber and their head, you know, their table at Uber? It's another conversation, but definitely, definitely a great place to be. And I would definitely try to advise my East African brothers and sisters to go out next year or be active in any conferences or anything like that in your industry. Yeah. So I guess, you know, me flying in and just recently getting back from Afrotech, we kind of take a minute to discuss what is really Afrotech and the lack of in our community within the East African community to really branch out of our bubble and to approach things from a different lens. To go be hungry, spend the money, whatever it takes to really get the return on your investment. It takes money to make money. And let us know if you ever want to go to any conferences. Let us know if you are going to a conference that you want to share on our platform. Update us so we can share it to everybody else and let them know. Because this is a platform that we want to share knowledge. And you know, we're not flaunting on each other, but we want to make sure that everybody is successful. Everyone is aware of what's really happening out there. I never found out about Afrotech until like literally 2 weeks before the actual event. And I'm telling you, now you know for next year to go, if you want to be in the industry, if you want to get a job at the Googles, the LinkedIn, the Netflix. And again, we're on 11 different platforms. Write us a review. Give us 5 stars. Nothing below 5 stars, please. And one on Instagram at Spilt Milk Podcast. That's SPILT Milk Podcast. On Twitter, we're at Spilt Milk Pod. That's SPILT. Give us a review. Give us feedback. Let us know what conferences you're going to. Let us know what you think. If you knew about Afrotech or you didn't, if you knew about the different things that are out there. And we'll share their link, their page to kind of get an idea. And you can follow them on IG or on Twitter. And a great philosopher once said,
love is love.
Peace.
Assalamu alaikum.